From the Public Relations Global Network, this is PRGN Presents. I'm Adrian McIntyre.
And I'm Abby Fink, president of HMA Public Relations in Phoenix, Arizona, and a founding member of PRGN. With public relations leaders embedded into the fabric of the communities we serve, clients hire our agencies for the local knowledge, expertise, and connections in markets spanning six continents across the world.
Our guests on this bi-weekly podcast series are all members of the Public Relations Global Network. They will discuss such topics as workplace culture, creative compensation and succession planning, the importance of sustainability and environmental, social, and governance programs, crisis communications, and outside-of-the-box thinking for growing your business.
For more information about PRGN and our members, please visit prgn.com. And now, let's meet our guest for this episode.
Hi, I'm Tina Kozak, CEO of Franco, based in Detroit. We've been around since the 60s and have evolved into an integrated communications firm, focuses heavily on strategy, invested in some industries like automotive mobility, professional service, healthcare and nonprofit. And my day-to-day, aside from running the business side of the business, is really strategic communications, a lot of strategy development, and crisis and reputation management for clients.
So anyone in the PR industry over the last handful of weeks has probably read some articles that has once again declared that public relations is dead. Irony in that statement, as you just told us, your agency's been around since the 60s. So clearly we have survived significant times where this statement has been made. I couldn't disagree more in the fact that I think PR and the brand management is so much more important, and maybe even more so as we, you know, look into the new year with all the different things that are impacting us, technology, the global issues and such. I mean, it's not dead. In fact, it might be stronger than ever. And, you know, what are you seeing in the work that you've been doing?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Abby. Once again, I think is the, you know, the key and the irony there. We are seeing so much in the way of brands coming to us for more earned media than we have in the last 10 years. 2025 there was a noticeable shift in scopes and requests for earned media. I mentioned we're, you know, very much an integrated communications firm, so paid, earned, shared, owned. And in the last 10 years, I would say we have really seen more of the digital side and the social and content marketing. But 2025, and we're already seeing it this year, has been, we need earned media. We, you know, it's back to PR, back to PR. And if you're paying attention, you know why. And that's because the large language models and, you know, the sort of AI future is really relying on those third-party sources for search. And so it's just a different opportunity for earned media to really influence brand. And we're seeing clients come to us with that. We're seeing new opportunities emerge. We're just definitely seeing a shift back to earned media. And yeah, it's definitely not going away.
And we're not dead yet.
No.
So the, you know, and I think the, you know, we've been seeing similar in conversations and, you know, it media relations and earned media has always been our sweet spot. It's been we've built our agency on that structure, incorporating the other elements of communications and strategy for obvious reasons. But as you mentioned, the large language models and the, you know, what AI is doing to the work that we're doing has made what we're doing even more significant and more important. It presents certainly plenty of opportunities, but there are some risks involved and some threats that can exist as well in this environment. So thinking about brand reputation and what organizations need to be considering, what are you advising? What are the types of things in that strategic role that you're playing that we need to be sharing with our clients as it relates to that? You know, there are opportunities always will have the counter, which is potential threats as well.
Sure. Well, just like, you know, always, I mean, for the 60 years that Franco's been in business, you know, it's got to be careful and thoughtful. And I think this time around, the technology is playing such a different role that trust and authenticity and ethics are out of our control to some extent. So we have to be really mindful about making sure that we're paying attention. You know, in the past, there's the brand and the media. And today, there's just so much that can sort of manipulate that story and what's out there. So we're really working with clients to make sure that the monitoring is sound, that you're not just putting something out there and kind of letting it fly, that you're carefully following conversations and narratives about your brand. And we're seeing more sort of bot interruptions or bot attacks on brands that the technology is enabling. So that's something that we're really cautioning and making sure that clients are prepared for that, along with what we've seen in the last 10 or 15 years is just information moves at the speed of light, keyboard warriors, conversations take on a life of their own in the comment section. But this is just an additional element where, you know, the narrative, the brand story can kind of go sideways.
You know, I was did a training with a client recently, and our media training has started to incorporate what the role of AI is and how as an agency we're using it, how we believe you as the client need to. And one of the conversations that we were having talked a little bit about, you know, my hope is that we learn some very valuable lessons from the introduction of social media into our strategy, and we didn't pay close attention to how it was going to be. It was fun, it was shiny, it was new, it was exciting. We could talk to, you know, our customers in a way we hadn't been able to. Yay, amazing. And then all of the stuff that happened and all the not so great things that were part of what social brought to the table. Still believe in it, still think it's a valuable strategy, but we were playing catch up in how to be smart about it. And I think if we are smart, we took those lessons and said, all right, we need to be smarter about how we're incorporating, how we are actively incorporating AI into our strategy, but also recognizing it's there, it's doing it, whether we take a role in it or not, and managing that in a different way. And I think that's where, if, at least from our perspective, we've really made that shift in how we're thinking about it, how we're using it, and recognizing that what we do is what is driving the success of AI's incorporation into brand management.
Yeah, absolutely. And trust. I think, you know, discernment becomes so much more important. I mean, it's always been something, but the responsibility as a consumer of news or as a, you know, as a consumer of a brand, the ability to discern, you know, is this real? Where is this coming from? Sort of what is the root of this is just increasingly important. And for the brand to stay true and authentic to their brand story and sort of the human side of that brand story and not let the technology take it away and make it a commodity of words. So I think that the human element is so important. The discernment is so important. And that's where we can really help clients make sure that they're striking that balance and sort of not letting it run away in some ways, like you suggested, you know, with social, or we didn't see those pitfalls immediately and didn't prepare for them.
Tina, there's been such a proliferation of new acronyms. AIO, GEO, LMNOPEO, EIEIO. One of the things that I have observed over the years is that PR firms have been comfortable leaving some of the technical execution to SEO firms. And the idea was, look, we're going to handle your earned media, and we meant kind of prestige media because blogs are media and have been since the 90s. Podcasts are media, newsletters are media, you know, the convergence of digital channels makes some of those distinctions almost irrelevant now. So two things are happening, and this is my question. On the one hand, we've got the fragmentation of all media audiences are smaller and more niche, and they're more spread out. People are consuming even the traditional media. As Abby's fond of saying, they're not watching CNN on CNN. They're watching clips of Anderson Cooper on TikTok or Instagram. So the distribution channels for the same sources are now all social. Like, there is no not social media anymore. And at the same time, you reference the what I am now calling the machine layer, the GEO or AI optimized search that's increasingly important. So your firm, grounded in tradition, has been rapidly, we've talked about this before, the yes. three of us even talked about this in Nairobi,
yes.
has been moving rapidly towards being able to execute on some of these new things. That's a, on the one hand, it's a whole new set of disciplines, but at the same time, you're bringing that classic attention to the message and the audience and the brand reputation and all the rest. How are you navigating? This is a very broad question. How are you navigating all of that?
Yeah, well, so I said, you know, integrated. And for us, like, we're an integrated firm. For us, that means that we are very specialized in those different areas of paid, earned, shared, owned. Like Abby and like so many of the PRGN members, we are really rooted in PR. That's where we were founded. Relationships and, you know, media relations was really the beginning of that. But we have built a very, very strong digital backbone to the agency. And I think a brand that can find a partner that helps them, really owns the reputation, is responsible for that reputation, the brand narrative in all of its forms and in all of the places where we might put it and where it might show up. A partner that can do that, I think, is invaluable to a brand today. So you started out, you know, asking, I think, about SEO agencies and do brands kind of farm that out to more of a technical developer. And we have this very, very strong digital backbone at Franco, but we don't do it all. And so strong partnerships with the developers and working hand in hand to be able to deliver those kinds of things to clients. So shifting into, we and I wrestled with my team about AIO, GIO, what are we calling it? We're launching products and services. What are we calling these things? I came back from Nairobi. I'm like, guys, everybody's saying GEO. And they're like, we're calling it AIO. So we have launched AI enablement services. And, you know, some of them are audits and some of them are strategies, not to tell clients what tools to use. I mean, there's some of that there, but really why you would use these, what are you trying to do? You know, what are the different touch points? And we're bringing in strategic partners, very, very technical partners for components of that. But as sort of the brand steward and the partner with our client brands, we are leading that. In bringing in, you know, the very, very technical specialists as it makes sense. But again, you know, protecting that brand sort of at the highest level, keeping it human, keeping it trustworthy, keeping it authentic, and being on the defense for what might happen in those instances where we haven't tried to put something somewhere, but, you know, it's going, it's there, it's taking on a life of its own. And listening and adapting and straightening things out with our core audiences. Maybe it's shifting the strategy and going to channels where true audiences are, and, you know, maybe they aren't as filled with sort of the bots. And we're not suggesting to clients to go away from opposition, right? Like, healthy opposition and discussion is good. But, you know, at some time, some channels and some instances are just not worth it anymore because they're just full of hallucinations and bots.
And bad actors and yes. AI-generated awful content.
Nonsense,
and
yes.
I'm not going to name any names, but their initials are X, but moving yeah. right along.
Yeah. Well, and you know, what I hear in this and what resonates for me always is the our role with our clients as a trusted advisor, a trusted counselor, that hasn't changed.
Exactly.
We might be analyzing significantly more data and more places for this data to live than we might have had 5 years ago, 10 years ago. But our responsibility to our clients is to understand that and bring them the best information that we can. You know, I love what you said that, you know, we're not running away from conflict or opposition or crisis. We have to learn how to manage within it. These are the things that now present us, making the role as advisor and counselor, I think, even more significant.
Yep.
There is the strategy and the tactical implementation of what we are advising, but there is this very high level conversation that happens, should happen, that gives the clients that we support and our teams this back and forth dialogue about what's important, what is, you know, what is driving our brand this year, this quarter, whatever, you know, managing it within a time frame. What are the risks? What are the opportunities? What do we need to be aware of? And here are the tools and opportunities that exist for us to be, you know, the best that we can be within that environment.
Yeah.
And so for me, that strategy is such an important component of not just the brand strategy, right? But the business goals. What are we trying to accomplish as an organization? How do what we do support that? And why, as we've said since the dawn of time, your communications team needs to be at the table, because we are helping you at ground level make significant decisions for the better of your organization.
Yep. Yeah, it's funny, Abby, as you say that, I think about, you know, what you said at the beginning too about, you know, kind of PR is dead. And again, we've heard that. And we've been around a long time, as I said, and there's this great photo of our founder, Tony Franco. He's not with us anymore. He's not with the business, and he passed away some years ago. But you know, he is like an original PR guy, right? Founded the business in 1964, very like Mad Men-esque, like just kind of a cool guy and very much like always in it, was like networking with all the people in the city. And there's this great photo of him in this trench coat with the sunglasses, and he's like standing out on the baseball field with a client that we had at the time. It was a Domino's Pizza, which is, you know, turned into a global brand. And he's there with the CEO of Domino's, and he's there with like the Detroit Tigers. And he was there to protect their brand, right? Like he's there. There's high stakes for the brand. They've got this, you know, high stakes opportunity, and he's there and he's buttoned up and he's in person and he's like, he's the brand partner. And we're doing the same thing. And, you know, sometimes we're standing out in person with the client still, and we're, you know, kind of filling that role. And sometimes we are looking ahead at what's coming and what do our partners need to be thinking about and where do we sit or stand to protect them. But the role is the same, and it's knowing the client, knowing the opportunities, knowing the risks, and kind of getting in there at the ground level, whatever the ground level is, to make sure that they're prepared. So, you know, it's like the fundamentals haven't changed in terms of what we do and why we do it. I mean, the how of it has become complicated. And, you know, I would argue more complicated with each passing minute. And I think what happens for, you know, these brands and these leaders is the inclination is to back off of these opportunities. Like, I don't know if I want to be out there. I don't know if I want to, you know, I don't know if I want to host this community meeting. Maybe we'll just kind of do this quietly behind the scenes. Tina, there's so much risk for being out there today. You know, it could just go sideways. It's going to be all over the place. And I think being forthcoming, you know, being proactive is more important than ever if you're prepared. Because again, there are so many places where that sort of opposition can pop up and go wrong. So getting it right, doing the right thing, you know, thinking empathetically from a leader standpoint, from a brand standpoint, you know, what do I need to tell the people that matter? And where do I need to say it? Where do I need to put these messages? What do I need to be prepared for? You know, despite the threats and the noise and just kind of being prepared for it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of PRGN Presents, brought to you by the Public Relations Global Network.
We publish new episodes every other week, so subscribe now in your favorite podcast app. Episodes are also available on our website, along with more information about PRGN and our members at prgn.com.